President Cyril Ramaphosa today in Sedibeng. He's leading an imbizo. And what's happening here is that residents of Sedibeng are busy voicing their concerns around service delivery. And also the Premier is there. There are various cabinet ministers, MECs as well. So too is the EWN reporter, Nokukhanya Mthambo. Nokukhanya, good afternoon to us. Thanks for your time today. How is the President dealing and what's being asked of him?
Good afternoon, Mandy. It's a long line of residents from within the communities in Sedibeng that are waiting to voice their grievances to both the president and the members of his executive, the cabinet, as well as the MECs in the province. You mentioned correctly that there are a number of those ministers. Basically, the police minister is there, Joe Pasha, health minister, the housing premier as well, David Makura, are there just listening to those issues from the community. And some of them have expressed their issues about women being excluded from economic opportunities. A big one that has come up quite often from the community members is the issue of safety and the police and crime within Sedibeng, the issue of unemployment linked to the woman as well. Unemployment is a very big issue, a number of them have said. Others have also addressed their issues to Eskom. The CEO, Andre de Reuter, is also among the delegates that are there with the president. They say that they want Eskom to address the issue of dysfunctional transformers in the communities, the issue of accessibility for people living with disabilities. And I have listened to Stelon Gosi, who is a member of the Val community, who says they want the people with disabilities to also be included. Yes, Kelongosi.
We as disabled people, I think we are up to the task to be allocated the percentage that is money procurement. There are projects that are happening around. You will hear even the leadership coming, talking about empowering youth, empowering women. But what about the disabled people?
Community member there, and a great opportunity for community members to voice their concerns directly to the people responsible. What kind of response have the politicians been given?
So, Mandy, David Makura, the president hasn't spoken just yet, but the helping premier, David Makura, is among those who've given a short response on how the local government plans on dealing with the issues. He admits that unemployment remains a major issue, with about 64% of the Sedibeng communities being unemployed, and that's the highest in Gauteng, he says. But he says they're always around it. He says the Val Special Economic Zone is a big part of economic regeneration in the area, and they're going to focus on that. Green hydrogen, as well as new sources of renewable energy, are also going to play a very important role in how the local government addresses the issues of unemployment. The focus on township economy, manufacturing within Sedibeng, making sure that they bring in the hands from the community to grow it. Infrastructure projects are also going to be a big focus, building roads, building schools, building the clinics. But he also says that growing cannabis and cannabis processing within Sedibeng is also going to be one of those projects that receive a lot of attention. And here's David Makura, the Gauteng Premier, explaining why the cannabis growing and processing is so important for the community.
This cannabis production and cannabis processing, particularly for medicinal use. We have growers here in the Val. We want to turn the Val into a great cannabis hub in Gauteng province. We have met with them. We have already engaged with those cannabis growers.
The Premier there, David Makura, speaking about the cannabis industry. My thanks to Nokukhanya Mthambo, EWN reporter, who's watching that imbizo with the President and various cabinet ministers. Andre de Reuter, the Eskom CEO, as she said, also there in attendance today. I'm sure many questions, many comments from residents for him too.